You are listening to the Ogden Outdoor Adventure Show podcast on Gear 30 Radio. Adventure for your ears. Shop Gear 30 premier mountain equipment and improve your outdoor experience.
Gear 30 Radio!
All right, so thanks for joining us, Mike Henderson.
How we doing?
Good. OCF 7, Ogden Climbing Festival. It's in the seventh year, but this is your first festival. How you feeling? You handling it all right?
Yeah, I think so. We've had a lot of great help from folks down here at Gear 30 and business partners around town to help bring this all together.
Okay, so let's run through the events, starting with the kickoff.
Yeah, Thursday night, the 10th, we are kicking it off right down here at Gear 30. We have a presentation by Nate Smith, considered one of the best adventure rock ice climbing photographers right out of our back door here down in Salt Lake. 7 p.m. here at Gear 30, going to give us a little slideshow, show off some of the adventures he's been on and his experiences.
Catered by Slackwater, I hear.
Yeah, going to have some great food, great times.
So that's Thursday right here at Gear 30. Friday,
we got a great evening planned up at the Weber Rocks Climbing Wall up on campus there. And big thing for that night is the Collegiate Invitational Boulder Championship.
So they've never done this before. This is new.
This is brand new. We've got climbing competitions through all the universities across the Wasatch Front here, and we've invited the winners of most of all those events that could make it, and Young Subaru is producing a $250 cash prize for the winner.
Which $250 for a college student, you know, that's like hitting the lottery
That's a lot of that's a lot of Hot Pockets.
Right.
That's like
year supply of ramen.
How many people we got in the competition?
We're just selecting the best of the best. So right now we've got three male and three female, and we are waiting to hear back on availability of some other collegiate championships. So
those athletes competed earlier this year, and so you're reaching back out to some of them, and this is kind of like the final comp for them, I guess.
It's definitely the championship of champions kind of thing. So,
so big,
it's
going to
be a lot of big moves.
Yeah, thanks to Young Subaru for putting up a purse for that.
Yeah, that's huge. That makes this very exciting. So
at the same time the comp is going on, there's a demo.
Yeah, we have four different brands of shoes coming in, four different brands of harnesses, all sorts of equipment, local vendors going to be there. We've got the Weber Rocks wall opened up, so you can get out, you can try out all the new shoes, see what fits you best, see which shoe fits the kind of style of climbing you want to do.
London, we'll be there.
We will be. I will probably be stuck at the store, but you guys will be there. What shoe brands we got coming up? What harness companies?
So we have Evolve, we have Red Chili, we also have our keynote speaker, who is Obi Carrion from Mad Rock, bringing in his fleet of shoes. And then we've got a couple other ones in the works that we're trying to see about availability. So it's only growing from there.
And then Saturday is the big day, the fest day. Starts up all natural in the Boulder field.
Definitely. We've got the Red Point Boulder competition starting at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning up in the Boulder field. We'll have routes chalked and ready to go for some good old competition here from the local crowd.
And that's open to the community. Anyone can enter.
Anybody can enter. Okay. If you go to the website, www.weber.edu/Ogden Outdoor or Ogden Climbing Festival, there's links for registration, everything you need to know right on there.
So if I just started climbing a few weeks ago, what can I enter, or is it not worth it for me to even try?
No, it's always great to get out there and kind of see where your natural potential puts you, and you know, it kind of gives you a starting point to grow and see where you want to go from there.
So London, back in 2000, I think it was 8 or 2009, when it was in the upper Boulder field, because this year it'll be in the lower Boulder field, yep. I believe. So it was in the upper Boulder field. I entered, and I hadn't been climbing for years, and I thought, well, I've got some, I used to could. So I'll enter in the intermediate, and I had beginners who scored higher than me.
Yeah, I absolutely believe
terrible.
That.
Yeah. So
that's
so,
what I would kind of expected that.
Yeah. Well, the point is, it doesn't matter where you're at. It's like, no shame. One, you get free swag, and two, you get out compete with everyone that morning, and it's pretty fun. So
free stuff and rocks, man. It's good.
Yep.
Yeah, give me a good morning.
And then we're gonna be hungry.
Yeah, so right after that, we've got the free lunch brought to you by Red Bull. They will have an enormous supply of Red Bull there for you to refuel and get your wings. And we've got free lunch there served up by the staff running the event. So it's going to be a great way to refuel. And then right after lunch, we've got an all afternoon of climbing clinics from the beginner top roping site to children's bouldering, which is great because we're trying to open this up to be a little more family friendly and not as intimidating. And so we've got the children's climbing clinic. We've got a Strider's trail run if you just want to come be outside and maybe try out a new sport.
Yeah, that's new this year as well. The Strider's run, I believe they're running up Maylands.
Yeah, we're going to go up Maylands with that. And we've got Obi Carrion, who is our keynote speaker. He's actually helping us out in a number of ways, not just speaking and telling great stories and his adventures. He's going to actually teach his next level clinic. So we've got registration open for that completely free. Just want to register so we can have an idea of how many people are going to be there.
And that's for the climbers who want to take their abilities, obviously, to the next level. He'll teach you how to do that in a short amount of time. He's been around for years. Take advantage of the fact that Obi will be there all Friday and Saturday.
Definitely. He is he's a coach right now. He's a 24-year veteran, professional climber and coach right now. So he's got a lot to say, got a lot of information, and take advantage of that, like you said.
Did I hear there was a yoga one? When did that come?
Yeah, we've got a yoga one lined up. We're just trying to add new clinics, make this as family friendly and enjoyable as possible. So,
is it yoga on the boulders?
Yes, you have to climb it, and then you have to go into downward dog.
Nice.
The clinics will go until when exactly?
We've got clinics running till approximately 3:30.
Okay.
You know, people start having fun and we ask questions. We could be out there for a little bit longer, but trying to wrap things up around 3:30 because that night we've got our keynote speaker, Obi Carrion. He's a Mad Rock athlete, like we mentioned, giving a presentation down here at the Amherst Sports Theater. And that's going to be a great one. He's going to talk about his adventures as a professional athlete and now coaching and kind of how it's all come full circle and should be a good one.
And that's when we'll announce the winners of the comp and give like more swag away than you've ever seen in your life, basically.
Yeah, the office up at the outdoor program is starting to fill up. We've got boxes overflowing and still getting stuff in the mail and getting dropped off every day. So it's just growing and growing.
And then after party, back here at Gear 30. Party. Yeah. And then, Mike, you're helping with this part specifically. Actually, you got Real Rock coming in here.
Yep.
And we got Roosters catering, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah,
what time is that after party starting?
The after party is going to kick off at 8:30 right down here at Gear 30. We've got Roosters with some root beer and some beer coming, and we've got them catering their fabulous appetizers and food. So it's going to be a great night. We got, like Brandon mentioned, Real Rock going to be showing up on the screen and everybody just hanging out, having a good time, recapping the great weekend.
8:30 at Gear 30.
8:30 at Gear 30.
Yeah. Well, so awesome event, some new things this year, and we want to encourage, even if you don't climb, come out and hang out with us. Just get outside, walk the trails, and visit. We'll even feed you if you're up there at the right time, right? So,
and one of these clinics is going to be a kids clinic, right?
Yeah, we have a children's bouldering clinic, and then we've got an advanced rock rescue clinic. We've got stuff from beginners to 2-year-olds to anybody who wants to try it. If you can get up to that boulder field, we'll get you on
so
some fun.
What can parents expect if they're kind of freaked out about putting their kids up on rocks? Like, what kind of clinic are they doing for? What are they doing to keep those kids as kids don't break, but as safe as possible? And how old do you have to be to get started on that thing?
You know, we've got all our parents should be there with their children, ideally. Those 2-year-olds shouldn't be walking around the boulder field.
Just drop them off at the top of the boulder field and leave.
Don't leave your kids in the mountain.
But we've got a very experienced staff that's going to be around. We've got all the proper equipment, and we've got big boulder pads that are approximately 8 inches thick of foam. And so they'll be able to climb all over, and they'll probably have more fun falling onto the pads than they will climbing. So,
which is usually the case. In years past, they've never in the boulder field got the kids on ropes and in harnesses or anything. They just do bouldering, and they do have the big thick pads up there, which is good. And they typically, because it is just a clinic, and they don't allow those kids to go up very high. So, but yeah, it'll be good. And this is what's really cool is that I know, even though it snowed and rained, this weekend, the Boulder field should be dry by next weekend, but you just experienced your best skiing day of your life yesterday.
Yeah, it was definitely probably top two or three, and definitely not the deepest snow I've ever skied, but for some reason, yesterday just struck a chord with beautiful weather, great snow, and great people down in the Cottonwoods. We had our last official dawn patrol, and we had a crew go out, and we skied a little under 4,000 feet of vert and skied through turns that were hitting us in the belly, so it was a great day.
Which is in April.
April 2nd, yeah. Best powder day of the season for me.
And you can find more about the clinics and what you guys do up there at Weber State at weber.edu/outdoor. Is that right?
Yep. /.
/outdoor. Yeah. Or the phone number up there is
801-626-6373.
And you can check out the calendar. More stuff coming up. So this spring and summer, that's when the rafting trips start lining up. And you move from the yurt to the rafting in the river. And you can do that if you're a student or if you're general public. And it's a great opportunity to get outside if you're new to some of these sports, because like you said earlier, there's instructors that have been around for years, so highly qualified. Thanks, Mike, for coming. Anything else you want to add about the Climb Fest?
Just show up. It's going to be a great time, looking like great weather. So yeah. If nothing else, come be outside and meet some local people.
Sweet. Well, thanks for coming down. I appreciate it, and we'll see you next week.
All right, have a good one. Thanks. Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Mike. When the road